Tape script 7.4. Words of wisdom. 1. Elaine.
This is something my father said to me the night before I got married, and I always keep coming back to it. Dad said, "You know, there are only three things in life of real importance. There's love, there's home, and there's work. And as long as two out of the three are okay, you can deal with the third one." But lately, I've been thinking that love and home are so intertwined. It's a bit tricky, isn't it?
2. Lizzie.
Actually, this is something my ex-husband always said. He was quite a nice guy, really. Whenever we had a friend who irritated or annoyed us in some way, someone who maybe was mean or who never listened and was always full of themselves and their own goings-on, etc., he, my ex, always said that before you cast people off and out of your lives, you should allow them three faults. That way you get to keep most of your friends. I don't know what that says about our relationship. Obviously, there were a lot more than three faults on both sides.
3.
This is an everyday piece of advice from me to me, something I've learnt from bitter experience. Never go shopping in the supermarket when you're hungry. Always go shopping on a full stomach. It's absolutely fatal if you don't. You spend a fortune, get fat, and end up with loads of stuff in your fridge and cupboards that goes past its sell-by date.
4.
Before I left Canada to work and travel in Europe, my grandmother told me that travel is the best education next to books. And, well, that was something her mother told her when she was young. Well, she also loved to travel, and you know, she was actually in England during the Second World War.
5. Henry.
Oh, my grandpa is a real misery guts, and if me and my brothers ever get excited or happy about anything, like we're really looking forward to going on holiday or watching a football match, every time he says the same thing. Watch it, boys. Just remember it's better to travel hopefully than arrive. Oh, just how miserable is that? And we say, well, actually, Grandpa, when our team wins, it's better to have arrived. Do you know, I think the only thing that makes him happy is being miserable. How sad is that? I'm not going to be like that when I'm old.
6. Simon.
Well, I think the words of wisdom I remember most are from my mother, who was a hippie in the 1960s, and she said, always follow your heart, especially with freedom and love. And there we are.
7. Fiona.
I remember my grandmother saying to me, I can't remember what exactly it was about, I was depressed about something. I was just a kid, and she said to me, this too will pass. I don't know, something had happened at school, whatever, and she was just saying, don't worry too much about it. It'll be over soon. It'll be a memory, and this too will pass. And I thought that was a really good way of looking at things. You know, bad things. They do pass. But I think it's also true of good things. It's important to make the most of good things, because they too will pass. It's a good piece of wisdom, don't you think?
8.
Well, these are not really words of wisdom. These are letters of wisdom, I suppose. The letters are WP, which stand for willpower, which is something my grandmother repeats at regular intervals. Mainly, it has to be said, to my grandfather. Basically, she means that with willpower, you can pretty much achieve anything. So, if at first you don't succeed, keep persisting and eventually you'll get there. WP. WP.
9.
Well, something my mum used to say a lot is, when I was younger, it's a little proverb, I think, and it's, love many, trust a few, always paddle your own canoe. And that's something I've remembered all my life, and I suppose, in a way, I stick to it without really realizing that I am.
10.
It comes from an American actor friend of mine. He said this to me, I guess, about 15 years ago. He just said, Marty, dust it off. And dust it off essentially just means don't dilly-dally, just do it.